Yeah, I haven't seen it grow back up, but I'm gonna assume that she
I'm
does
here.
not. Oh, there you are.
Hi.
And having issues as always. So with the owl, that's it. Nothing else. Do we have anybody here? So Rebecca, can you see everybody? Do you need me to list off who's here?
If you could list off, everybody's really tiny and hard to see.
Tiny and hard to see. Myself, Arlene Piano, Rhea Klein, guest Rudy Giuliani, Bonnie Massey, who will be seated tonight for Anne Malucci, because Anne won't be here. So Anne, just so that you know, Anne is part of the Historic Society, and Bonnie is her alternate. I don't know if you need to write that in the or in
Thursday
when
the
you list
14th.
people. Leslie Shea is here.
15-0.
Kevin
15-0.
Drake, Carol Rate, Paula Lynn, and staff John DeFinoco.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're call the meeting to order at 7:04. Rudy, you are up first.
I'm up first. All right. Hello, everyone. First of all, this is, well, here, I only printed out 6 pot copies of this. I don't necessarily need more than a couple, but I'm going to send
You want to
a
share
couple of these
yes,
this way. Was
that's the
those that that way?
keep one.
Please share one.
I will start with to return to the display case from last week. The short answer is, or last month, pardon. The short answer is that I didn't really find a better option.
Okay.
The options that we were looking at before still kind of stand are to be the at least to my opinion, the best options there.
So 20 by 20 and 20 by 20.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
From seemed to be the best option there was from that company. Techno Display. The initial quote that I got, it didn't include what ended up being a substantial shipping fee. So which brings the overall cost there to there was 2270 something. But that's commensurate with the shipping fee on other cases, less like that, especially if you're shipping glass or something. Right. So, yeah, that, so if, unless there's potentially other, that's not included on that specific so outline, but that's the short version is that's the best option than that.
Okay. We can take a vote, but I think the consensus from the last meeting was that we felt that that would be who site stairs inside. That is the way to go.
Does anybody feel strongly against that?
No.
No.
So I would say spend your time, we'll work with that and then spend your time in other ways. Don't keep searching.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sounds good. On in terms of this month's schedule milestone, it was a panel outline, which I passed around certain copies there. The main so the what proposing is so is one main panel, which is relatively small, 12 by 12, but that will go alongside on the case and provide basic context about the expedition in general, and it's kind of just but then along with an artifact le legend and a description of the excavation. So, but very a very sim sim simple. This isn't the interpretive panels. This is just to kind of provide an overall context. The next, and then so after this, there are six other panels that I'm proposing. The first two, so along with that main panel, and then the next two, that's what I'd be proposing drafts of a month for or at next month's meeting.
Okay.
So the, these are the 24 by 10 panels that would go, alongside in front of the heating register areas. And then these are designed to be swapped out over time. The first is the logistics and the march to Bolton, and mainly going along with other specifically available sources are sort of informing a lot of this. Available graphics, things that I can kind of that I'm envisioning, I can kind of build interpretation around and then relate to the artifacts of them themselves. So that's the first one. The next one, so it's life in the encampment, in both in both these tie most closely to the actual artifact interpretation, especially the encampment one, that's directly relating to the musket balls that were found there, which Sarah Sportman said that was seemed to have marks that would be consistent with sentry duty, that the actual musket balls were apparently pulled out of the muskets. So it's anyway, an interesting little detail instead of them being just normally kind of dropped out of someone's pocket, for example. And then the kettle fragment, which would relate to the camp kitchen that was discovered, so evidence of that discovered through the magnetometry studies that were done during the excavation. E C and I'm still struggling to find primary sources from people from Bolton, and specifically looking into how basically what people hear, how they experienced the the passage of this unit. There just weren't many people writing here around that time. Even Reverend Colton, he didn't leave papers. So it's a really unfortunate, kind of archival silence that I'm trying to work around. The reference to dancing or music here, apparently that came from this account from a Baron Gaspard de Gallatin. So it's an unpublished, untranslated account. I have the photos, a scanned copy of the photostat that was sent to Princeton back in the 30s. I'm working on getting that section translated to try to confirm that detail, because that's at this point kind of some of the best color around this whole episode. But so those are the main three panels that I'm planning on presenting next month. So after that, the next two panels that I'm planning on working on is one specifically related to regimental uniforms and profiles. There's some interesting research there, especially found out a little while ago. So there were five different regimental buttons found
Oh, they were fine.
in the field.
Okay.
But of those five, only three actually represent French regiments that are documented as being here.
Okay.
So the Royal Dupont, which was the German Red Regiment. There's sh should should have been there. They were the 104th numbered regiment, and that
One was German.
So that's
Okay.
so anyway, that's so the 12th button and the 74th are interesting mysteries. I talked to Sarah Sportman within the last month, and which I'll get to that so in a minute, and she had a theory, but so it's an interesting thing that I'm still trying to track down. But let's see. And then, oh, so related to that, there are so a number of mo most of the images and graphics that I've found, most of them are either in the kind of, what would you say? They're not copyrighted.
Oh, fair use or whatever the term is.
I'm sorry, I'm struggling to think of it. But when it comes to specifically the uniforms, there are contemporary illustrations that are very kind of simple, and there are some contempt that this is the only panel of that at least at this point I'd be potentially interested in commissioning, or not commissioning, but using modern art that we'd have to get sort of copyright permission to reproduce. One potential image is from this book here.
Is it beautiful?
Yes, there. So it's this image specifically, and that's three of the four regiments. So over here on the side. So it's a nice contemporary image. It doesn't, it's not necessarily the, kind of folk primitivist, so 18th century work. But it is relatively expensive. That would be for a 5-year license. It would, well, it's so it would be £200 per image because it's a British company, along with a $70 administration fee to get, sorry, £70 administration fee for the file for a hybrid.
And
What if we agreed
translate
with them that they lost the war?
I think then they'd
you think it will go up, maybe?
maybe, maybe, maybe.
What does that translate to?
That
There's no idea.
it's so it's about, a similar amount in dollars.
$100.
Maybe if we
Yeah,
promise to keep Prince Harry.
something about that. That would be a 5-year license, and then at that point it could be renewed at £140. You would get 5 years out of the graphic for that, and then be able to revisit it. So at that point,
What are some quick pros and cons, like in your experience and other things, or what to do for your own museum? Do you is that something that generally you should try to avoid because there's usually is something similar that you can use that's or
others,
is there a value to using something specific like that?
I think it would improve the aesthetic quality of the panel. That the other, I think.
Is this going to be something for? I'm not. We all have a lot going on. Like, is this something in 5 years we're going to?
I'm not so sure. I mean, the commission changes periodically, and town administration changes periodically. And what happens if it should?
You have copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't. So then, and then what happens? You
They have
get
their case.
hand slapped, or do you get in big trouble?
Do you know if someone who groups or companies like this who do they check? I mean, you'd think that they would have somebody checking
They
their
would themselves
license.
basically.
Yeah.
But beyond, like, just oh, catch me if you can. Like, I mean, if that's their
They
business,
practice
is
a literature.
licensing it out, I don't know if they.
They would probably write a letter. I'm so unless you know, I would say they're so unless they're like I doubt that they have, you know, an enforcement wing, you know, in a
But
way.
it's not the honor
But
system either.
correct, yes. So I would assume that they would have a, you know, a file of licenses, and when they come up towards, you know, expiration, and they get in touch with whoever the body is who they license the work to.
So from what you were saying, like, is that easy enough for whoever the commission is at that point to literally take that its panel, right? To
Yes.
not use that panel anymore? Or do we want to avoid that entirely?
I would try if I my gut instinct is if you can find something that is
Within
going
public domain, and
and is going to serve the purpose, then it's done. Nobody has to worry about it if our commission changes, if the board of selectmen changes, and our funding is finite for this, so it's not like we have the ability to keep
Could we get
monies
somebody
going
in town to like make
to copy
something
it?
like that?
AI.
Well, no, and I'll start chiming.
Then Bonnie would get in trouble for
Well,
copywriting. That's what I'm
as
asking you to do.
a town, like, are we allowed to enter into licensing use? Like, is this something like we have to run by Jim that we're
I'm sure it would be
licensing the use
I
of
think
legal
yeah.
contact or
I
condo?
think the best thing to do is see if you can find something that's as graphically appealing and tells the story like that one does, and
That's true.
without
Yeah, sorry to be a
having
pain,
to. No,
but
no. That's
yeah.
it's so it's all, you know, about. But that's why
It's a great book.
why
I really like it.
I know
Yeah.
I
It's big earworms. It's wonderful, but. I mean, not assistive, but artificial intelligence to just like
I've never dove
create a
into
PDF.
AI that much to be able to create images. Usually you have to have not memberships, but licensing rights for Adobe. You have to have like Adobe Plus Plus Premium to be able to. It's not something you can just. Am I wrong? Like,
No,
You have
I.
to give it directions.
And that. I mean, I think that where.
Yeah, we use a protocol.
Oh, okay.
Where the potential like the thing is that three of the four regiments, the French ones, they all had very similar uniforms with very slight differences, and that's something that AI would have a very hard time establishing. So I think if you know if we're trying to really mention, you know, kind of highlight that element, that's going to be something that's going to be difficult to figure out. And I'm not, I think I don't have the personal AI experience, and I'm not the biggest
In
fan,
your
but
experience, to cut you off,
yeah.
Kara, do you find it's I when I have tried to do
Yeah.
that, I've been like, oh, this is not what I meant. You sound like
It's
it's been productive.
it has, but you need like guidance like anything else. And there's a lot that's unknown about regulatory right now with AI, because if it's wrong, who's at fault? Is it the company with the license for whether it's Copilot or ChatGPT or whatever? So there's a lot that's unknown, but we use it a lot. You know, you have to like prompt it and give it directions. Like it
Yep.
could be your personal assistant, but you have to tell it what you want it to
Yep.
do.
It's not a mind reader.
And exactly. And then you have to be like very
Yeah.
descriptive. Like
Yes.
I'm doing a presentation in a couple of weeks, and I fed it five PowerPoint slides, and I said, create an 8 minute, I was told to be under 10 minutes, 8 minute speech based on these slides. That's what I did this morning. Popped it back in less than a minute, and now I have, and I was able to go into that Word document and then add stuff that it didn't mention that is just, you know, specific to the group I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a script now.
I find a
I've
lot
spent
with what
days on
I
these
know, I
attention.
know, I
Paula,
know.
with AI, a lot of times what I describe is longer than what it spits out because I need it to understand the context and the tone that I want, or a lot of times the tone I don't want. And so it's I end up typing more, but it says it either succinctly or like perfectly.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's not go with AI. Let's not have to pay for a photograph. Let's see what we can find.
100%.
And if we run into difficulties, then cross
And
it.
sorry for going up on
Do a collage.
No. So there are other options that just
They might have those kind of good illustrations that they
Is any of what you're going to be doing in the panels, as well, we've sort of been talking, I've been thinking about like whatever we're using the image of, like the average person reading is not going to know that that is the wrong image unless we're talking about what's in the image. The panel we're talking about right now, is that what the problem would be? Is that the image we want is what we're talking about?
I think the
Or what the
really,
panel's talking about?
really the idea of would be that if I'm trying to highlight the differences between three different versions of white coats and two or three different
We've got to use
that
hex
that
art.
it's just very specific, and that I think that if you get so if you get it wrong in a way that generative AI tends to do, at least to this kind of level, currently, you're going to upset the really hardcore, living history people, and the people who would really know about X. They say, "Oh wow, that's totally the wrong X thing, or the totally
You need to make your presentation and these boards be the best that they can be, just in case. You don't need criticisms, and we don't need people saying that's not right."
Right. I think, if you can kind of avoid that, and I think that trying to, let's say, replicate that specific illustration through generative AI would be very difficult, or something like it, of course, but would be di difficult to do. So, at a level of accuracy to make particularly that kind of community
Okay.
happy.
So outside of the licensed image that we're talking about, what do
But
you feel there are?
there,
Okay,
yes.
thank you. You're fine. You can finish a sentence. It's okay. That's well, no, that's where we were going, right? Was there are it's not going to be impossible for you to.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there are so alternatives. They're just because they're older, they are of that like 18th century style, just more,
Yeah.
far more simplistic. It's the like etching equivalent of like little lead, army men, where it's okay, they all look the same, but they're painted. It doesn't have the
Okay. I just don't want to send
But
down
you can
Mission
do more work.
Impossible
Nope,
if
not at all.
there's.
Yeah, I would take Rhea's
But
suggestion
that's a
and
risk.
check with the National Park Service.
Yeah.
I don't remember what those Lebanon Historic
Four six.
Society had. They have some
Extension.
great panels.
It's a really good
Who
idea.
else would be local that
Yeah,
Where are these
not on
panels
purpose. We
going to
see it on
go?
paper.
Where are these panels going to
They're
go?
going to go on the
Shelf?
Yeah, so
In the
that
library, yes.
Mary
And the idea is that if they don't all go out, the idea is to have some that can be rotated so that the display is not stagnant.
So how many do you envision?
So six is what I'm so offering. So yeah, they
And
could
you want illustrations on everyone?
So some might be just photographs, but yeah, essentially, and that I've been collecting a series of images.
Great.
So it's cool. We have there are
can
options.
I see that book? Good.
Yes, please, absolutely. This
Who's the illustrator?
One of the
Renee?
two names at the bottom. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I forget about the top at the top.
Oh.
At the top of my head. The other thing.
It's Francis Fock, the ACK.
I won't need that book, you know, in a couple months. So that you know, I'd donate that to, you know, the library, and they would have, you know, have.
That'd be nice.
And then, you know, so it's still available to the community as a interpretive tool, especially for kids and such. But anyway, so to kind of move on from there, talking about the next panel that I was going to look at is
do you want this back?
I mean, and so I'm all that.
Okay.
Is specifically focusing on the German angle. So specifically the German regiment and one specific member of it, Daniel Flohr, who's the only enlisted man to have written an account of the whole campaign. He also had a series of, I don't think I can put up on my phone. It would be in the yes, actually. Do you could you
yeah.
pull up the PowerPoint that I'd sent
sure
earlier?
Hopefully
be able
you
to.
Want to put that on the screen?
I mean, if
or
sure, even if it's just that first image.
I can pull it up.
Flohr, he was a at least to this point, the only person that I can absolutely confirm slept out in the field. Most of this one, yeah. So staff officers, they stayed in a homes around Bolton, but then line and then they produce most of the actual accounts. But yeah, Flohr, he was a enlisted man. He also did a whole series of illustrations through his whole campaign, and this is Bolton.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, so he spells it Bolton, Buldon. Yeah, that's that illustration there is credited to him. So that account.
Is there any way we like put that on
the screen? You'd have to go in and have to email it to the thing.
But in that illustration,
so
it's one of four. It's definitely Colton's Connecticut.
Cool.
So it's between
wow.
Wyndham, Farmington.
Sorry,
Wyndham, Bolton, Farmington, and the Middletown are all so in one pass.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so
but sometimes it's also
the
we have a lot of artists here. I have one of them.
That's easy to replicate.
But I have permission to use to rep.
Oh, you guys.
We need you to do so.
That's what you're. Yeah.
We need you to do
that.
No,
how many soldiers?
That's my.
There's four French, four different French units, and one German unit.
So five.
Well, no, three French.
Oh, three
units.
French.
Yes,
two mysteries
and one.
Okay, so tell me.
Well, it's
this one.
Essentially without
that picture.
More or less.
That would be less than more.
Correct. Yeah.
And you want this thing we do strong.
I mean, I think
I didn't know you were
that would be a potential option. I think
she's a very good illustrator.
I just don't know if you want it.
Yeah.
To be exactly like this.
No, I mean, no. No, you
exactly
couldn't.
Like
right.
Want to get
poses may be different. Danny.
What needs to be exact is the uniform, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
It would have
what
to be.
They're doing and what they look like can be whatever, but the uniforms have to be.
They could like be at the farm. That would be good too. Or walking up the road from White's pattern.
I mean,
now tell me something. The reenactment. Do they wear uniforms like this?
Yes.
So what we could do is take pictures of them.
I only have the Bourbonnais. We don't have the other.
Okay, tell me the Bourbonnais is the
Bourbonnais, one of the French.
One of the three that's in the picture.
I see. Yeah.
So we have to, and it looks, I haven't studied the pictures, but the details look somewhat
like the whole,
similar.
The whole.
What about?
Yeah, there's not a lot that differentiates.
Art stylizing with, again, I use AI to do it. It's like watercolorizing a photo.
Yes.
Is that still, as long as it was public, I take a photo, I own it. Whoever posts a photo, if I watercolorize that, it's still copyrighted by the owner of the photo, correct?
That's okay.
So it would just still have to be a public domain. But you could.
That's, I think that.
Are we just like
that
really
is the,
getting lost in the weeds here?
So I think that the safest way to do it to avoid any kind of a conversation about that. So it would be to use, a public domain image, but I think to a certain degree, yeah.
To iron this out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly.
And I don't know if you're in a rush, but after the meeting, on that computer, there's quite a few really good shots of the encampment that we've had here. We found a few minutes at the hotel.
I'll talk to you about it afterwards. It was the way that they were shared to on that OneDrive. The quality is like they're on here, so we have to we can figure it out.
Okay, cool.
But we can do that after, not right now. No, turn.
So you're telling me that the reenactment only has one.
Yes.
One regiment.
Pardon?
One regiment. That when there were three, we know
a German regiment
from three different French regiments.
Oh, okay.
One from the German regiment with two mistresses. Correct?
No. So in total, so I'm sorry. So there were four regiments here in total.
Correct.
Three French and one German.
Okay.
There are the five buttons that are from the three French red regiments.
Yeah.
But all four of those regiments were definitely here. 100%. It's just the actual archaeological record for it, in terms of just the selection of artifacts that were found, only showed the buttons from those three French line.
Okay.
Red
I guess the German soldiers sewed their buttons on better.
I guess so. Yeah, or maybe they didn't have the same their uniform, so it was a little bit different. Maybe they didn't have the same kind of numbered buttons. But again, this is kind of down.
They could have had horn buttons or something that wouldn't have.
I think if you're just having real difficulty, tie us in, and then
perhaps
move on.
Absolutely.
All right.
So yeah, I think that the presence of the German regiment here is very interesting, particularly with you can tie it directly to this specific account. He doesn't talk a lot about Bolton in general, but he has a fascinating life kind of otherwise. So that's the fourth panel. The last two, one is so is regarding the defaced coin, and actually Sarah Sportman, she was planning on writing an article on that coin, and so I asked if she would be interested in you know, I kind of didn't want to step on her academic toes, and then also figured that she might have something maybe more interesting to say, you know, more specific to say about it. So she said that by the end of the summer, after field season, she's gonna come up with a interpretation. So
good.
So on that specific coin.
Cool.
And then the sixth panel is Christine Pitts. Pittsley, thank you. And then just regarding the overall excavation in general, I sent her an email. We haven't connected about the kind of the details of, about it. But
they uncovered
you guys. Roger, got
That's
it.
My 2 cents.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She does not mind follow up and needs some guidance.
Okay.
And nothing wrong with that. So don't feel bad about it. I think this is wonderful. I think this is really fleshed out. I love the two additional panels with Sarah Swartman and Christine Pinsley. What a good way to make groups that we really want to be on really good terms with, the state archaeologist and state library, to be part of these exhibits, and that could rotate in and out. And that's really cool.
So I just have some housekeeping. The contract that everything did Jim Rupert get the final contract, and is it signed, and are you ready?
Did you send that to me?
I sent it to you guys. Yes.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yep. Along with the.
That's my fault. So I will make sure.
I just want to make sure that gets to Jim.
Yeah, I spaced on that. So I will. Y'all talk, and I'll take it.
And that's the only housekeeping we have in terms of all that.
Right.
And
of course,
I don't remember off the top of my head. Are you ready for a payment?
No. That would be so. According to the the schedule, the first payment would be at when I present the first two draft panels.
Okay.
So
I just want to make sure we're all
good. We're all good.
I did want to tell you I got a really big giggle because Travelers also sent the insurance directly to me. It's like, and I hadn't seen the other email, so I get an email and it's saying just like here's your insurance, and I'm like, oh, this is spam. And then I see it's from Rudy Giuliani, and I'm like,
I
completely just forgot. And I'm
this
is I'm like, well, they also have a bridge to sell me, and like, this is totally spam. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, Kevin, you like, now, maybe it's from the Rudy Giuliani you actually do know. And then, because I did, anyways, I laughed and laughed and laughed. All right, so I've got this.
So you have the insurance thing too?
I'm sorry.
You have the insurance thing too?
Yes, so they'll go as one document or one email to them.
Okay. I scanned mine. So you're not the only one.
Kathy or Sue Ellen?
Kathy.
The other thing quickly with Sarah Sportman, she said that she would be interested in doing a lecture here around the whole.
Around the whole
15th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sometime this year about the whole project.
Maybe we can invite her as a guest. I don't know if it'll be for that weekend or if we want to do it before. We haven't ironed out those details. All to be determined.
Yeah, and that it sounded like I think. Who knows what her schedule was either, but she just said kind of, if you guys ever wanted to, she'd be happy to try.
Great.
Fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
And I think that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. This is exciting.
Together.
Okay, I'm going to appoint Bonnie for Anne before I forget to do that. And approval of the April 6th regular meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April 6th.
Yep.
April 6th, 2026.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Is that Paul? Okay. We do have a resident on the screen, Rebecca. This is Jim Larson. It's nice to see you, Jim. Do you have anything to say?
Just observing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we have nothing for the residents forum, old business.
You have to all play that in motion.
Oh, yes. Everybody in favor of the minutes accepting the minutes as written.
Aye.
Anybody abstain or not in favor? Okay, passes unanimously. Thank you, Rhea.
Yeah.
My housekeeping is terrible.
I do have one question before we move on. Who's going to talk to the state archaeologist to seek approval for the Rose Farm?
We're not ready for that yet.
Okay.
We need to get this part done. And then once we have our case and our curation finished.
That'll be phase Michael phase two. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Farm maintenance, John?
Finished up spring cleanups, graded out the parking lot a little bit. Mark was out mowing all last week out there in the fields.
Looks nice.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, nice.
That's nice.
And then normal mowing.
And this prior to tonight's meeting, we did some garden cleanup. So that's looks a little better. Accounts report.
In the Rosie Fund, we have $8,000 or $8,033.50. And then in the Heritage Farm Fund, as of May 2nd, we have $11,332.67.
Our 250th event, we are meeting this Friday, May 8th, with Eric Travail, and we'll be going over we're going to create the camp kitchen. We may not have to dig. He said that he's seen them with a mom and bell, which would mean we don't have to have the state archaeologist there when we dig, if we dig. So that'll be interesting. And then we'll go over the logistics of where everybody's going to be. Do they know when they're breaking ground for the walk? Did we get prime crowd paper?
I have no idea.
All right.
There was no response to Jim in that email chain when Jim had said his letter at times. So I'm writing back right now. Let him know Friday 5.
I did email him, but send it again. I sent one to the two of you this morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Necessary? Yes or no?
Just a reminder. So.
Okay.
Okay. We have been working at finding vendors to have. We've contacted the Pewter Pot Chocolate people, who is in Salem. Who have you ever been there?
Yeah, I love that place. Great.
He's coming. He's coming out with chocolate for us on Saturday at least. He comes period costume and has chocolate recipes from the 1700s and serves hot chocolate and those candy bars and it's really
What date is this?
That's for the reenactment.
Okay.
September 18th, 19th, and 20th. We have a woman who is doing teas, Alexis Teas. Is that her name, Maria? Alexis Teas? The one that Pam
yes.
has?
No.
I'll
yes.
tell you in a minute. I just
have to yes. Althea.
Althea's
tea. We have I've spoken to the Cajoli family. Their children raise pumpkins and vegetables, and what's left in the garden, the kids are going to come and sell their stuff. We've been in touch with Char House to have some gluten-free cookies and some pastries up there. They're not sure they can do it because of staffing, but they have us on the calendar. So we've been looking for different vendors. We sat down and we decided what we needed to do. One of the things is, Paula, I think last time we had this, did you do a lot of the scouting out and asking for food donations?
I did. Well, I ended up going to ShopRite.
ShopRite.
And ended up with an appointment. The woman was very nice, but I forgot her name.
Molly.
Okay. And you know, she said, what do you want?
Right.
And I wasn't really prepared.
Okay.
So I asked for water and apples and I don't know. I think that was it, and that's what we got. I mean, we can talk about what we would like. I think right. the water and the apples
when we get closer.
Went well, yeah.
And we then also I went had over enough. To, we had enough supplies for them. We did onions and carrots and potatoes and everything so that they could cook.
Mm-hmm.
So we will do that again. Are you willing to kind of share that?
Yeah.
Okay. And Carol, last time you had the transportation and the shuttling.
It wasn't just me though.
No,
it was. Yeah,
I mean, well, but you kind of.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. As far as like times, yeah, I mean, we all used our own cars, and then there were right. just times like in the morning and then in the evening. I think those were only 2 times a day, so they could get there and back.
Right.
So I guess it would depend what time they're starting on Friday. Is the 18th of Friday?
Friday they'll come in and set up camp.
Okay, so it's just again
for the public Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so yeah, so it would just depend on who is around,
right.
and how many. I don't know if they're going to have more people than last time show up, but I think just having people who, you know, can carpool if that's the plan again for this year.
Okay.
We had, it was you and me that had done it, and we had made it work. We were only doing it for the reenactors, so right. we're not doing it for the general public.
Yes.
That's going to go through Jim. For shuttles.
The shuttling?
Working in shuttles.
The only, what has to go through Jim, well, it doesn't have to go through Jim. We just have to find out if we're going to use the center school parking lots or if we'll use the high school parking lots.
I have a note that says parking the shuttle, though.
Yeah, the reenactors all parked at the high school last time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
We parked at the high school, and
that's
then
we shuttled
them. We drove them back and forth.
So do you mind kind of...
I don't mind that doing that at all. It just... I think we can pivot, I guess, if it's going to be like 50 people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's going to be like,
yeah, like we need to just know, like,
we can't just be like doing the shuttling of people correct. Around in the morning, you know, two less people.
Correct.
So, but
we'll figure that out.
And I know it was manageable because it rained.
It rained, and that was the thing.
Nobody
so they didn't
came.
Have as many people. Yeah.
But I do have a note from when we had sat down at the. You were going. Someone was going to be speaking to Jim Rupert about parking and shuttles. So okay. I don't know where that what if well, that's null or.
All right, I'll bring it up on Monday on Friday. Let me see. I'm assuming Jim is coming.
Especially if they expect more public to be there too,
maybe
because
we just
the public turn out. But I think it was parking at the farm and
yeah,
parking. We didn't. They didn't like cordon off any of the street.
And maybe this
like,
note is just talking about what we're discussing now and not the need for shuttles
again,
for visitors.
We have time for the details. So the other thing
that we need to start thinking about is our PR. I don't think it's too early to start putting out, just telling people what's going on.
You know the thing on Facebook that I'm interested, I'm going, that kind of thing. I think we should have that for sure.
Well, I think that automatically goes out when you create an event.
So we can't do events unless it's the town that's doing an event.
Right.
We can share to our public our personal Facebook pages,
right.
But we cannot create an event on the behalf of on behalf of the town of Bolton.
How about in that Talon?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Talon B
or County. County-wide.
Yep. Yeah. And I've got flyers and I'm going to connect with you. We're going to use the same ones we used last time to go on the electronic backpacks. There's one for the elementary school, there's one for middle school, and then there's one that I've made for high school for volunteerism.
Okay, so what do we have to do to have the ability for the town to start putting something out?
That's a surrounding question.
We have the Bolton Bulletin, what that they can start advertising on. And I'll reach out to Sue Ellen and say, I need to stop in and terrorize her.
I thought we did have like a social media person for the town. Didn't we have someone for a while?
That's Sue Ellen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sue Ellen ends up doing it all.
Oh, okay.
Do you think it would be a good idea to get it in the electronic backpack in June?
Yes.
So that the kids know what's coming in September.
Yeah. There's the time. We got almost seven. We had so many snow days this year. They're probably going until July 1st.
Yeah, the 16th, I think, right now.
Okay, so we got 45 days still.
Yeah. Graduation's the 9th.
And then we have the whole month of the end of August and almost all of September to re. But yeah, we want, especially for the volunteerism, we kind of got to know by August. So. That's a good bug to put in there here.
I'd look into CT Visit as well. I believe it's managed by the state tourism board, but they put out like either seasonal or monthly or weekly highlights of different events happening within your area.
There's also a 250th calendar.
Yes.
That's been put out. So we need to.
So it's called CT Visit?
Yeah.
And John Toomey has the information on the 250 calendar that the state of Connecticut.
Okay. Calendar, email, John Toomey.
And if there are like craft vendor people coming out, there are a whole bunch of different like Connecticut craft show forums that you could share this to.
And if there is a way for the town of Bolton on its Facebook page to create an event, I have found with the Manchester Historical Society that sharing those events from, so you would go on with your personal profile, share the Bolton event to groups like What's Up Connecticut. I have like 10 like Connecticut gardeners and anything that, you know what I mean, Connecticut historical. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I found that was a good way to get hits and if we're allowed to. So I'll put that, I'm emailing Sue Ellen right now.
We just announce it on everything Bolton site too.
We can only announce it as a individual. We cannot speak on like an event. Like I can't say, hey, come to my Bolton Heritage Farm Commission right. event. Like we can't do that.
So what can we say? There will be.
So what through the town officially through Facebook. I will talk to Sue Ellen about what their she feels the manageable options are. I would think creating an event, but I don't know if they do that. Like, I've not seen Bolton, the town of Bolton,
Too much.
do events. It's a lot of social media is unfortunately a lot of maintenance. So that might it's worthwhile asking. But there's so many other avenues. Like, we've got just from my email when we had sat down, there's CT News, the town newsletter, the Bolton Bulletin. There's Facebook through other. There's nothing saying, well, let's just skip Facebook right now. CT Countryside, which is the four town newsletter, National Park Service is a way, and then the print posters. We had done those around town. And then through, honestly, I think that a really, really, really good way is through the schools. Bolton, that's what we've all jokingly, we all pay for the schools because we all want to have kids in the school systems. Like, that is a huge web to get word out.
Well, what do you put out a flyer? There will be an encampment, at the
We have
site.
that flyer that we put
I'll show you.
out last event.
They're adorable.
Flynn, can't you just do the same thing on the Everything Bold site and just say there
No,
will be a
we do not have the authority to, because we are a municipal organization. The town does not do Everything Bolton. The town has its own website we can use. Town website. We, as a commission, cannot go on Everything Bolton and start advertising the town. You can, but
Well, that's what I mean.
you can.
I
You
mean,
can
I
share
can
it.
say, hey,
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on there
Yes.
and
I am
say
excited about an event.
I mean, I'm
Yes.
not going to
Yes.
say I'm on the
That's
commission. I'm
happening
not going
this
to
fall.
just
Okay.
say,
And
oh, yeah. Oh,
what is
by the
there
way,
will be if you do it, you're going to have to sleep in the house on the farm.
Call
I was
some
in
nice
there
woman.
today. Yeah, right. You
But so,
start
like,
seeing
la
things
for the
like
last time,
sleep right
we had
now.
made
That was
these
scary.
flyers like this to go into the electronic
That's it.
backpacks.
That's nice.
And
Yeah,
that was
it's.
the middle school one. And then there was one for the high school.
Did you make those?
Yes. S
Who are you?
student volunteer opportunities. So I think I wouldn't be too down about the fact that we don't have maybe the social media, the Facebook ability like
Yeah.
we would hope. There's other ways and effective ways. So it'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
So we just need to get our make sure everybody's thinking about these things and
So what kinds of just I mean, okay, what kinds of things will we be wanting from ShopRite? Is it things like, for instance, bottled water? I think will we be selling that for like $1 a bottle or
we'll probably have a workshop and figure out,
what to
good
do?
steps. Well, I will
Okay.
know more after Friday.
All
We'll have
right.
an idea.
Yeah.
Because I just looked at my calendar. I'm going to be in New York that week. And we're coming home Thursday. So I'll
That
be
week,
here for Friday, the week of September.
18th, 19th. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a
So I can make arrangements and pick up like the water and stuff. But if there's any fresh food, I can make arrangements if someone wouldn't mind just
Yeah.
It's not a problem,
going
Paula.
by. We'll work it all out. We'll work it all out. We just need to be thinking.
Okay.
So.
We got a big team. We're helping.
And I will make the arrangements.
Okay. We have a July, our July meeting is set for July 6th, which is 4th of July weekend. I just want to make sure I know when we set the dates. I just want to make sure that that is still a workable date for everybody, or if people aren't going to be around that weekend, do we need to change it?
I'll be around.
Okay. Okay. I just want to double check. Does that work for you? Okay. And then I knew you were going to do some, you have, sailing or
Yes, yeah. I realize I forgot to mention that last time. That's later this month. I'm doing a boat, okay. A boat delivery. But
so possible you may not be able to make June 1st, but
very that's if I haven't, then I don't know, maybe something has gone wrong. But that's okay. I'm that so should be the end of it. I should be back before
then. Okay, but then we'll plan on, and if things change,
yeah. If I'm not here, then I'm offshore. One of the things
in June, we open the barn and the house to the public. It's our one time a year, and we've invited the Board of Selectmen, or we will be inviting the Board of Selectmen to come to our meeting. And a lot of them have never seen the interior of the barn or the condition of the house. So if things happen and, you know, June 1st doesn't work out, that's fine, because hopefully we'll have a good turnout with them. And there's no problem with setting a second meeting or a workshop. Just you, if you need to touch base with us.
Okay.
There isn't even an agenda for tomorrow night yet. I guess there is. Sorry. Refresh.
Okay. So that's also a possibility. So don't feel pressured for the June 1st.
Okay.
Okay. Because we will be at the farm, and it's at 6 o'clock.
No. So I'll just mention it now. I'm going to be going to tomorrow night's Board of Selectmen meeting. Everybody's welcome. At 6:30, but all I'm literally going to be doing is at the public comment section, I'm going to be reminding them that the barn is open up one time a year next month. We had mentioned it in April to them. We would and we'll be sending you a reminder the week before. We hope to see all of you there.
Gotcha. What is like the plan then? Like, what are we discussing anything specific with them at our meeting that we usually meet?
Is it just
to show them the house, or like, what is our like goal for them?
I'll be letting them know that it's a light agenda.
Okay.
And take it over.
Yeah. Oh. They've gotten in April, we attended their meeting and presented them with the summaries of what our goals were.
Yeah.
For the barn and grounds. And so I foresee this as an opportunity for them to look and see and maybe have some conversation or some questions.
Okay.
I don't think it would be the best time to say, we need to do this and we need to do this.
Yeah, just more of like a just experience, like for them to see firsthand.
See it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, ask questions.
Well, there's nothing we need them to decide on.
That's good.
If they've read
we could bribe them with Rhea's cookies.
If they've read the master site plan, they may ask questions. They may have ideas. They may come up with an idea that we never even thought of.
Actually, the meeting that Kevin and Arlene and I kind of tagged along, they presented to the Board of Selectmen, and they were very receptive.
Yeah.
They were asked a lot of questions, spent a lot of time, you know, learning about it, and really I felt that they want to do whatever they can do, you know, to preserve the farm. And think this is just.
Do we talk about the pole barn, the pavilion?
The what?
No. We mention it here to the group.
It's not in stone. They're hoping.
It will be an opportunity for them to also see.
They're hoping for another chunk of money from the state.
And okay.
One of the possibilities at that point would be the pavilion.
Yeah.
So it's a good time.
The one that just came up that they're using.
From this green.
Yeah.
I'll save a lot of money.
Good.
So it's a good time for them in June to see the space. Yeah. Because then when next 30 or 45 days later, the money's coming up, that it'll be context.
That's great. And Sarah Nelson should be slowing down. She had a very busy spring, but over the summer, she thought she could start thinking about the phased development plan for the barn. So if they've seen the barn, then what she talks about is going to just make that much more sense. So they'll have an idea of what's what.
Are they going to go in the house?
If they want to.
It'll be all safe.
John will direct.
You just don't walk on the Roger, get the floor yellow floor. Taped off areas.
As we have.
Don't fall. You know what came to mind when I went in there today? That ship that's in the middle of the Atlantic. That disease. I shouldn't be saying this. We're being taped.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys actually go in there and clean it up a little bit?
A little bit. Very little, but we reorganized a little.
Thanks.
A little bit. When we have free time, that's where we'll.
That's appreciated.
Okay, let's keep moving. Reminder that Thursday the 7th is the Hartford Giving Awards night. It's at 6:30. And Rudy,
we
are
have
you
a
still
busy
able
week,
to join us?
Yep.
So we have a chance to just introduce the Heritage Farm Commission if you're there. We will introduce Ruby, and then we will just let everybody who is there know that we will stick around afterwards for question and answer. They don't want you to have a big one presentation for his work.
This is the 7th, you said?
7th. At 6:30.
So Thursday night.
Okay. This Thursday.
Right.
And it's in regards to the grant that was awarded for the case.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can be there, great.
Yeah.
So that's the plan, just short and sweet. This is who we are.
This is our Cape Cod
curator. I don't know what you want to say.
Contractor researcher. Or sorry. So in regards to what I want to say about the project.
How do you want me to introduce you?
Yeah. Contract researcher or something.
Contributor.
That works. Yeah.
Consultant.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
That's a good one.
I'm very prepared at the show. straighter.
You do not have
a top hat.
Yeah, that's right.
It is not a tie. Yeah. Just a reminder that on the 19th of this month at the high school, in the auditorium, the cafeteria, is the Kevin Johnson, who comes in costume, does a 20-minute spiel on being a servant for Colonel Ledyard, and then has another 20-minute question and answer.
A criminal what?
A what?
What did you say? I...
Pam Sawyer is hosting an event on May 19th, which is a gentleman named Kevin
Johnson.
It does a reenactment where for the first 20 minutes he plays in the character of a servant of Colonel Ledyard.
Oh, okay.
And then after that he does a Q&A.
Got it.
Sorry,
it didn't sound like criminal.
Would it be right to say a slave?
That's why I paused. I don't
can
know.
You say servant,
right?
But it could very well have been a slave. Yeah. I don't know.
In reality, he probably was.
Don't know.
We don't know.
Okay. We'll find out on the
you
name.
You could ask him when I
said there. So
kicked out.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. So saying that there's I'm pretty sure formerly enslaved man who had been enslaved by Ledyard, who had been freed by him prior to the Battle of Fort Griswold, and then was killed there along with Ledger.
Oh,
wow. So
that might be him.
That's
maybe,
yeah. That's maybe.
Yeah, interesting perspective. That'd be really cool.
He's credited with having killed the British commander during that battle. Wow. So that's anyway. It's a whole group.
Maybe he'll tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk.
Well, on the 19th, we'll find out. What else? Eagle Scout. Cedric Garcia is not going to take on the project at the farm. Did I tell you that? He didn't tell me what he's taking on, but he's not going to do.
Now, do we? We're talking about some kind of a
retaining pond,
rain garden, detention.
What was his project?
Talking about some.
He project? Was looking for projects.
He was looking for projects.
Oh, okay. He must have found one somewhere else.
Yeah, he had
not in the north pit.
Yes.
He actually, I don't know if it's him or his mother, but he had researched several. I was very impressed with the fact that he was, first of all, he's got two more years before he turns 18,
which is always a good thing.
Yeah. And he had done some research and other stuff.
Yeah. Nice kid.
Nice.
Normally it's next week.
Yeah. Going to do it all in 2 months. Reminder that we have our first yoga. What is Lindsay's legacy on
July 20th.
20th, and then we start the Monday night.
There's five of them this year.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You'll be breaking in the dawn.
Five Monday.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have any rain.
There was something rain today.
Last year we
had every Monday.
Yeah. Not last year.
Not last year. Before.
But last year we had no rain.
Okay.
So it was great.
But I remember one.
Yeah, the year before.
It was every week.
I think we had one day out of four.
So did I get everything, Kevin?
I'll be sending out the check for Sleigh Bells Ring to reserve the same spot as before.
I didn't want to hear it.
No. We just got done with winter.
Not this or now.
Anybody else wants to do that?
Oh, did you ask Rudy about the wagons?
No, I did not. When we do have the case grand opening, perhaps in August, if we have the funding left, I'd love to get those little wagons.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Just writing through something about that after the second. That would be a really good library.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very cool.
Anybody have anything else they want to share?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
No, that's.
Well said. Well, then, motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All those in favor?
RVT.
So adjourn it.
So our meeting is June.
All right.
Our
thank you, Rebecca.
Is June 1st.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Start.
Ah.